Hare Krishna, question from a Winkler Victor, and he's asking about how useful are the moods of nature and from where to where are they useful. Especially he's interested in the mood of passion and ignorance. But that's incorrect. There's nothing useful about passion and ignorance. And Krishna states in the Bhagavatam that sages decry the mode of ignorance. They're indifferent to the mode of passion, and they praise the mode of goodness. So there's no real value in the mode of passion other than the fact that we may happen to be in that mode or the mode of ignorance. And what will elevate us is spiritual life and the activities of goodness. Now, just to be a little relevant to what's being asked, these other modes are valuable in the sense that you could say that they are the platform for these modes of for the mode of goodness, for these spiritual practices. For instance, there may be people, in fact I can think of a lot of people who are in a mode of ignorance and passion, and who by right association practice certain devotional activities, try to cultivate the mode of goodness, but their dominant mode remains either ignorance or passion, and yet they're devotees. And Lord Kapila Dev talks about these type of devotees. It will be the purification of particularly the holy name and prasadam and other things that will elevate them, and the mode of goodness that will give them entrance into the real mode of goodness, those activities of goodness that they're practicing. And as long as one doesn't end their habits, they may still have their passionate habits and their ignorant habits. But as long as it's very clear that where we're meant to go, and people are enthusiastic and determined that, yes, I want to better myself, and they want to elevate themselves, then it will happen. And that's about the limit of the value of those other modes. The other question that we're dealing with is from a Dharvas Chabba, and he says, well, if God is one, then how can't religions all get together and cooperate? And that's not the only time that question has been asked, or is being asked, and not just on this forum, but on many other forums. People want to know why religions make such a big fuss about each other and go about causing so much friction and wars about the different faiths if ultimately there is only one God. And the unfortunate answer is because of people. There's not a problem with religions, it's a problem of people, and it's a problem of what people, human beings, it's a problem of what human beings do when they get their hands on something. Just like this world is a very beautiful place until human beings got too involved in it, and now we're destroying our environment and destroying the place that we live. So, unfortunately, humans' competitive and destructive nature under the influence of the lower modes means that even though God is one, religions still remain very very dogmatic, very unconnected to each other. And I don't see that that's particularly going to change anytime soon. What would require to have a change for religions to work together is that religions are willing to accept the view that there's such a thing as a hierarchy of religious thought and practice. That there's a hierarchy of religious thought, and the most apt example is that of an educational system. Everyone accepts that there are grade school, high school, university, different levels of education, and people don't get into wars, say for instance, grade school children don't get into wars with university students over, you know, who's better, who knows more, who studies more, because even grade school children know that, yes, that's where I want to go. I want to go to university. I want to do this. I want to progress and advance. So, but I've not come across that type of dialogue, interfaith dialogue, or even entertain this idea that maybe there is a hierarchy amongst religions, and that certain religions prepare people for others, and that ultimately it's meant to come to pure love of God through devotion, bhakti. But that is the reality. Rather, if we take the narrow-minded perspective that my religion is better than your religion, and all religions are no good, or on the other extreme, that it's all one and all religions lead to the same place, we're not getting anywhere. Neither is it a scientific approach, and of course neither is it a realistic approach. Therefore, religions are not getting together, and they're disagreeing, and there's so many problems, and especially you're going to have more and more of those problems because we are in Kali Yuga, unfortunately. Hare Krishna.